This is a sermon about LEGICA, some of its role in passing the Fair Campaign Financing Act, which was around 1982, and some of the lessons learned from those citizen lobbying activities. It is a legacy UU success story. One church can make a difference. This church made a difference. A medium-sized 300-member UU church was the center of LEGICA activity. Sometime around 1969, Reverend Dave McPherson, a former minister at this church, and Charlie Culbertson, who was a member of Dave's Towson UU church, invited UUs to an organizational meeting about the possibility of UUs lobbying at the state level. This effort morphed into LEGICA, the Legislative Committee of Unitarian Universalists of Maryland. I never taught the legislators to say that right. A mixed metaphor. LEGICA is a continuation of extensive social action activity here at this church. We were one of the prime social action churches in the area at that time. Annual LEGICA meetings were typically held at the larger Cedar Lane Church and sometimes at the Annapolis Church. We met around the state during the year. But the glue that held LEGICA together was the commitment of members here at this church. Volunteer leadership was essential. It was decided early on that LEGICA would be lay-led. The leaders of LEGICA, including myself, were all working full-time. LEGICA succeeded because of the commitment of volunteers. None of us were ever compensated. The fact increased our effectiveness with legislators. They knew we weren't paid. They knew we cared deeply. It helped us pushing legislation. Lobbyists need to be knowledgeable. If you want repeat access to one-on-one FaceTime with either legislators or their staff, it helps to have something to offer them, such as information on an issue, especially if it applies to their constituents. As an example, one of the things we found out when supporting prison reform was that judges in Pennsylvania were actually requiring prosecutors to give them written pre-sentencing alternatives prior to sentencing. That was a great idea, and it's an example of something the legislature here wasn't familiar with. It pays to do your homework, find out what others are doing, be informed. Encourage individuals to become experts. Most people become involved in lobbying efforts because of their interest in one specific issue. Take advantage of that personal, intense interest on their part. Find ways to help volunteers to use their organization to do the research and develop the ideas that ultimately can make a difference. An informed person makes a difference. Ideas are more important than people. I don't have to tell you that UUs are a small fraction of the populace. Legislators are not looking for UU input. They'll decide without it. However, they are looking for good ideas, and they like to parley them with their constituents and with their colleagues. So if you have good ideas, it does make a difference. Focus. Repeat your message often. For a generic citizen lobbying group like LEGICA, it became important to use our annual conferences to identify issues that could be emphasized over and over again during the next legislative session. Repeating a few unified ideas was important in getting both voters and legislators' attention. Try to focus on a few bills that have the most chance of success. Support good legislatures. Legislators write legislation. They also are the ones who pass it. It is essential to have legislators in the legislature who are interested in your citizen issues. After lobbying for a number of years, one of the things I noticed was that I became less and less certain about the things I was lobbying on. As I became more informed, I found I knew less. I certainly was less certain about what the right answers were. Legicum decided at a fairly early stage that we would put a lot of our emphasis into supporting legislation to get competent people into the legislature and assume that they would figure out what to do. It's called representative democracy. That legislation that we supported for years was campaign financing reform, designed to reduce the impact of money on politics. We barely started on that. It's become more urgent than it was in the past. But we were successful in what we did, and it was because we focused. Work with other organizations. During the efforts to get public financing for elections, our two most effective allies were Common Cause and the League of Women Voters. Working with others was a key to our success. Nothing was done by us alone. Common Cause was on a roll at the time and got attention for public financing, and that was critical to the passing of the legislation. The League of Women Voters did research and education work over years. We all benefit from that. It was our combined effort that got results. Know your legislators and ask for their support. There is no substitute for someone in your organization having personal access to legislators and their staff. None. Ideally, you work with staff on legislation, at least partially, so that legislators themselves own it. Give away credits. Let others take credit for anything and everything. First of all, it did take a village to get anything passed. More to the point, it costs you nothing to let others feel good about themselves. Au contraire, effusively thank people for their help. Help them to feel good about themselves. You want and need self-motivated activists to get things done. Use voting records. Legicum collected votes on key issues in the House of Delegates and the Senate, including committee votes, and distributed statewide summaries before elections. It was not easy. Legislators seemed to avoid taking votes on key issues. It was even harder to get them to pass key legislation. But votes were hard to come by. Furthermore, by the time we got around to election time, the votes were often stale in terms of explaining why they were important to our constituents. The long summaries that we had of every state legislator on each vote were overwhelming. We didn't do a particularly good job in distributing or communicating these results. There are better ways to do that. However, it was clear that legislators were aware of our efforts, and that did make a difference. Finally, optimism trumps cynicism. Optimism often suggests new solutions, even to old and seemingly intractable problems. Pessimism tends to find arguments against change, often discouraging even trial and error approaches to problem solving. Change is hard for anyone, and yet exponential change is the currency of our time. Embrace it, ride the wave, stay positive. Also, remember to smile, it's contagious. Legicum's success was an outgrowth of dedicated work by many people over years. Each person made a difference. The people of this church made a difference. Keep your faith, whatever it is that you do. If you have ideas that have value, they can prevail when and if the time is right. This is the gift of liberal faith and a representative democracy. Legicum is a part of that rich UU legacy. May the force be with you as you go forth. I have made copies of this full address outside. You're welcome to have them if you want.